Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show lined up for you guys today. I have got my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself, with us from the Ozarks and ProfitableStorytelling.com. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hello there. I am so excited to be here, and we do have a great topic, and something I know has been vexing a lot of people lately. And I'll tell you, it is an absolutely scrumptious day in the Ozarks, good enough to eat with a spoon, with a cherry on top, and whipped cream. It's just delightful.
Oh, it's very much that here as well. It's been getting hotter and hotter, and, you know, here in South Florida, usually our rainy season starts like the week after Father's Day. But it's been raining here almost every day for almost a week. So I think we're going to get an early rainy season this year. But boy, when it rains, it only rains for a few hours. It cools everything down. It's usually in the afternoon when you really don't want to be outside anyway because it's too sunny and too hot. So it couldn't happen in a better way.
That's beautiful. Well, send some of that rain here. We're a little dry up here in the Ozarks. We haven't had quite enough rain.
I shall do my best.
I sent my message through the clouds in Sky Mail to hopefully we'll get some up here.
There you go.
It's a good place to send it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's just great. So, now this is a great topic, though, for our show today, and I've noticed in my dealings with folks I've talked to and with folks who are bachelor students and people who are gold members in Directions University, I've noticed people having a lot of trouble gaining clarity on things. Haven't you?
Yeah, and, you know, Cherry Taltree and I from howtoliveonpurpose.com were talking about this today. The last 2 weeks especially, it seems like there's something different in the energy of what's going on right now, not just within our community and within our world, but truly with people all over the globe.
Yeah.
It seems as though instead of having a three-class society, it's becoming much more akin to a two-class society, and let me explain what I mean by that. We have really noticed a very large number of people who traditionally have been working in jobs. They maybe aren't necessarily living their purpose and their passion. They're kind of that middle class that just, you know, goes to work to make a paycheck.
Goes through life, right.
All of a sudden, a large number of them are kind of waking up and going, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I really need to do things a little differently if I'm ever going to find my purpose and live my passion and really make a difference for other people. And it's as though all of a sudden it is no longer okay with them to just spend their time to make a paycheck. They really want to spend their time to make a difference. And then there's an equal group that seems to be going the other way. They've been maybe living their life in a job, and they're kind of getting tired of just making ends meet. And instead of that bringing them to this place of clarity and wanting something more, they're going the opposite direction. I know a couple people that have actually become homeless recently.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be any middle ground coming together anymore.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And as
yeah.
the people are, you know, moving either up or down the social class ladder, if you will, the whole issue of clarity has really become a big one for both groups.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I know of so many people who are struggling and flailing in that lower end of the spectrum that you were just describing, who feel like they really are working to do things they love and not getting the, you know, rewards financially and in other ways
yeah.
that support and sustain them through that. And then they're getting all disheartened and feeling like, well, what I thought I was doing the right thing, what's happening? So that I know is going on for a number of people.
I've seen it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a really timely conversation, and I was talking with our guest for next week who will be coming, and she is a writer that I happen to know who is just really gifted in many, many respects, and she was talking about having issues. She knows what she likes to write and what she's good at and so forth and so on, but she is having trouble getting clarity on how to reach the people that want to read what it is that she writes. So it's another aspect of the clarity issue that we'll go into next week.
That's awesome.
So we'll call this the spring cleaning series because we are in the midst of spring, and we're going to clear and clean away the cobwebs and gain clarity and focus with you over the next couple of weeks, right?
Love it. What a great way to go into summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you seen the new movie, New Year's Eve?
No, I did not see that one. I was probably going to rent it soon. Is it good?
It just came on DVD about a week ago. And very appropriate movie for our topic today. I watched it last night. The movie is a series of vignettes. You get introduced to dozens of people, a whole
right.
bunch of stars in that movie. And one of the primary characters in that movie is the woman who's in charge of the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this woman, it's her first year doing it, and she is in a tizzy because she is going to make this the most perfect ball drop ever. So she goes to do her first interview in the afternoon on New Year's Eve. She realizes that it's not a TV interview, it's a radio interview, and she made herself all up and stuff for the TV interview that wasn't a TV interview. So she gets a little frustrated.
Yeah, of course.
At 6 o'clock that night, all the media is now gathered around her. They've got the TV, the radio, the newspaper reporters, the cameramen, the whole nine yards. They're going to raise the ball so that it can stay up at the top waiting for 11:59 when it begins its descent. She flips the switch. She's all excited. The ball goes halfway up, and it stops. So as that happens, the whole camera crew thing starts, you know, uh-oh, what's going to happen? Are we not going to have New Year's? And then they move on to all these other characters that are all trying to figure out what they're going to do on New Year's Eve. Well, by 8 o'clock, the ball's still stuck in mid-level. They've called an expert in. The expert's going to go and do his thing and see if he can't get it fixed for midnight. And this woman is, like, being stared at by all these media people, and she's thinking, oh, God, this is going to make me lose my job. What can I do? So she tells them to get back on air. She then talks about that she gives the most beautiful speech, totally off the cuff. It was incredible. And she says, you know, the ball isn't there because it stuck by accident. We've done this on purpose. And we've done this on purpose to symbolize what New Year's is really all about. New Year's Eve is really a time of reflection. It's a time for you to get clarity around what you did or didn't do that you could have done better or shouldn't have done at all, so that by midnight you can really start planning on purpose what you can do to make the next year even better, not just for yourself but for others as well. And this whole speech was really about the topic that we're talking about. What do you do to gain clarity? And how can you use that clarity to move forward and produce better results in your life, your business, your job, whatever? What a great, great message. And it really touched the lives of every single one of the characters in a huge way, so that the next 3 hours of their life going into the new year really gave them clarity to figure out what to do at midnight to really make things better the following year. It was a really good example.
Cool.
Of that.
That's awesome. Then the good news is that you don't have to wait for December 31st for clarity. You can do this at any time. I just think right in the middle, we're like halfway into spring on the way to summer, and right at the halfway point of the season is a great time to kind of refocus and discern what you need to do to gain the clarity and the focus so that you can get the kind of results. And ultimately, it's really about your ultimate purpose and living and leaving the legacy that you want to leave. It's not just about what am I going to do for the next 6 months in my business, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have multiple opportunities of doing that every year. We have four seasons. We could do it four times a year. Reflect on what we did or didn't do, what we could do better, and put a plan together for the next season to do better.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a takes a few minutes of like conscious thought, like really do it.
Right.
And when you do, what kind of things do you experience from doing that, Linda? Because I know you and I both do this often.
Yeah, and you know what? I like to reflect at the halfway between the seasons, you know, halfway spring to summer and all of that to go, okay, so what's working so far? What do I need to tweak? So to me, one of the things that is very helpful and is to actually write.
Mm-hmm.
Not just mull it in your head. In fact, I co-created a program with the Tall Trees that has to do with journal writing and gaining clarity and reducing stress and all of those kinds of things. And the thing that makes writing different from just chewing over something in your head is that when you chew over something in your head, you tend to be using just the more logical, rational left brain.
Yeah.
And then you tend to get into a story about, well, why this didn't happen, or, oh, I'm so can't ever do it, and blah, 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 and all the head stuff that tends to come with it. And it just taps into that conscious side. And just using your conscious mind alone is basically leaving a toddler in charge of your life.
Absolutely. It really is.
Considering that a toddler can't figure out if it wants chocolate or vanilla ice cream, it really should not be running your life, right?
Yep.
And so by writing it down, and I don't mean you have to go through some big, long weekend immersion type of thing, but just taking some time to write it down in a journal or in, if you like to do drawings or whatever. It's not that there's rules, but that really integrates the left and the right thing.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it's going to engage the left brain at the start, because the act of putting something down, especially with a pen and paper, but even typing, that's going to engage the left brain. But while the left brain is busy, that analytical side is busy, that frees up the creative, intuitive right side to express itself and to put you in touch with the deeper emotions and the deeper patterns. And I often joke that I don't always know exactly what's going on until I write about it. And then that brings to the surface all the things that are in the depths and that you might not have in conscious awareness. And so that then integrates
the
brain.
It really reminds me of one of my very favorite quotes from Napoleon Hill. What the mind of man can conceive and believe, the mind of man can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Really writing it down is helping you to conceive and believe so that you really can achieve whatever you've put down on paper, whether that's in writing form, whether that's in a pictorial form, doesn't really matter. Just get it down on paper so that you really can believe it and do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really powerful, and it can be both written and some pictures if that helps, whatever it is. You know, tear stuff out of a magazine and use that, anything that gets it into you, but especially the writing of your your thoughts and feelings and everything. It does so much for you to be able to get that from the depths and place it in front of your conscious mind.
So what is it that people need to gain clarity around?
I find that people seem to poke at it from the wrong direction, don't you?
I do.
I find that people are often going, how do I blah, blah, blah? Why didn't blah, blah, blah happen? You know, that type of thing, or why did blah, blah, blah happen? And so it's starting more from a place of lack or deficit is where people
Yep.
And the how question is the biggest faux pas any of us can make, because the how is something that, given a chance, your mind will tell you how. It will show you. You give your. I've always, ever since I was a kid, I've given my brain these tasks. If there's something I don't know, I'll just tell my brain to work on it and get back with me. And I have such confidence that I'll have an answer, and I always do. And it might come from a line on a sitcom or something I hear when I'm out in the grocery store or whatever, any number of places, a movie, line in a movie. You know, it could come from anywhere, but that really frees you up. But asking how do I do this, that really is going to put you in a tailspin, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, when you start with how do I do something, it almost always keeps you stuck. If you start 180 degrees in the opposite direction with what do I want to accomplish, what am I trying to get out or do, then you can start working your way backwards from there, asking yourself questions like, okay, if that's really what I want, why do I want it? And document all the things that you would have if you had that thing that you really want.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that, the how-to almost always becomes crystal clear without any effort, even if you didn't know how to do it to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just asking the wrong question to start with.
Right. Yeah, and things will, like, fall into your lap when you ask the why, not why didn't this happen, not that kind of a why, but that big picture. What is it that I want to gain out of this? What is the experience that I want to have? And no matter what it is that you want, even if it's something physical like a car, you really don't want it for the actual thing as much as you do for the experience of whatever it is that having that car, having that experience is going to bring you.
So let's see if we can make this more concrete for folks through a really simple example. Let's say you're trying to figure out how the heck to make a cake. And you go, man, I don't know how to bake. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what ingredients I need. It's not going to help you get very far in making that cake happen, right?
Uh-huh.
Just start with the opposite end of the spectrum. What do you really want to get? Why do you want a cake? Do you want a chocolate cake, a vanilla cake, a carrot cake, a ganache cake, a something kind of cake? Why do you want it? If you can get really detailed about what that cake will taste like, what that cake will smell like, what that cake will look like, it will really help you figure out how to make that cake a lot easier. If you can at least decipher in detail what kind of cake it is and know that you want chocolate cake with white icing, well, now you can kind of start putting together an ingredients list, can't you?
Well, yeah, you can't start an ingredients list if you don't have any clue what it is that you're making. Just be like wandering around the store looking at things, trying to figure it out.
And it is absolutely the exact same thing in any aspect of your life or business. You're trying to figure out how to get A, but you're not really looking at the appropriate questions. Figure out in a very detailed way what A really is, and it will start assembling the steps that you'll need to take to get you there.
Right. So starting with knowing what the end is, having the end in mind, and I don't know how you could do anything without knowing where you want to end up, right?
Absolutely.
Yep, definitely. So first of all, starting with that ingredient list, where do you want to end up? And your big picture of why do you want to have those experiences? It's one thing just to throw a number and say, well, I'd like to make, let me see, let's roll the wheel, $2,316 a month, whatever, and doing that randomly versus knowing why you want whatever it is that you want, what you intend to experience, how it's going to make lives better, how it's going to help you achieve what you want to and have the experiences that you want to in your life.
The other thing I see quite often with people who are just starting to do this is that they tend to think way too far out so that they really can't work their way backwards to figure out how to get there. If you're not making any money in your business at all, don't make the first outcome be, I want to make $10 million a year. It's going to make it really hard to figure out how to do it. That could be a goal for, say, 3 years from now. Figure out the interim pieces that you have to reach before you can get to that $10 million a year goal. At some point, you're going to have to go through things like, I want to make $100,000 in a year. I want to make $1 million in a year. And then maybe doing $10 million in a year might become a realistic option. So if you can break that down into a long-term, kind of like a bucket list set of goals, a 3 to 5 year set of goals, and say a 1 to 1.5 year set of goals, and each one of those goals is a piece of the longer-term bucket list set of goals, now it will make it that much easier to break it apart and figure out what you need to do to reach all of the goals that you've just written down.
Mm-hmm.
A really good example of this is one of my students that I've been working with for a couple of years. A couple months ago, at the beginning of this year, they were doing maybe a couple $100 a month. They set their goal for the first quarter this year. That first quarter, by the end of the first quarter, they were going to be doing $250,000 a month. To go from making a couple $100 to making $250,000 a month in a couple of months, unless you really got a big plan, is a really tough thing to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I suggested that they take baby steps. And they look at just improving from where they're at to something that really is a bit more achievable. And to really look at what that looks like, what that means in detail. So they changed the goal, and the goal became they wanted to make $75,000 a month by the end of 90 days instead of making $250,000 a month by the end of 90 days. So I said, okay, well, that's certainly a little bit more reasonable and a lot more doable. So let's look at what that means. What needs to happen if you're going to make 75 grand a month? Well, number one, you're going to need to have some products to sell. What will generate $75,000 a month in revenue? Number two, you're going to have some prospects to make the sales too. So you're either going to need a message in front of people offline, a message out to people on Facebook, a website that can drive some traffic, but you're going to need some way of reaching people to get them to buy that stuff. So the plan became, if we did just one webinar a week and each webinar just brought us 50 new sales, at 50 new sales, that's $2,500 per week. Even if they're paying a 50% affiliate commission. One webinar a week, $10,000 a month. Still a far cry from the $75,000. But now that you've added 50 new customers to your list each week, now you can go and sell them something else after they've made their first purchase.
Yep.
So if you take the $2,500 that it just brought in, and use the 50 customers to sell something at, say, $5,000. At $5,000, making $75,000 a month is a lot easier to achieve. That's only a total of 15 sales per month to make $75,000 per month. Well, if you've got 200 new customers every month, you should easily be able to get more like 20 of those customers, which is 20%, right? 50?
Right.
No, 10%, sorry. 50 times 4 weeks is 200. 10% is 10. No, 10% is 20. Man, I'm doing the math all wrong today.
Yeah, you're... Some days
you get the point, though. You get the point, though. If you've got just 15 people at $5,000 each, less than 10% of the new customers, you'll easily make the $75,000 goal every single month. How long does it take you to get 50 new customers per week if you're doing this through webinars? Honestly, it doesn't need to take you very long at all. You don't even need a product in place right this minute. Go find somebody else's product to use to make those sales happen. Sell it as an affiliate. Just do the webinar. Find someone that can put enough people into a webinar to produce 50 sales. Well, it's taken them since the first week of January to be able to actually do their first webinar like this. The first webinar has already produced over 40 sales. Like 4 days, 5 days, something like that.
Right.
Now they just need to do that every single week. The minute they actually did it once, they were like, oh, my gosh, why did it take us 2 years to get to the point of doing this? It's just the stuff in your head that keeps you from doing it. They could have done this 2 years ago. There wasn't anything that they had now that they didn't have then that made it happen now when it could have happened then. They didn't use their website for doing it. They didn't really use much of anything that they've been building for 2 years. They just put a PowerPoint together, got onto the phone, and talked to people. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody in their business that really wants better results could actually do that same thing. I don't care what business you're in. You could be in the tennis niche, the golf niche, the cooking niche. It really doesn't matter. You can do that exact same thing, and you really don't have to worry about how to do it. Just do it, and the sales really will follow.
Yep, absolutely. So what you're talking about is, though, that is you're not just poking a stick at stuff and see what comes out, you know, if a snake comes
out. Right.
Really making a plan and going, okay, people are not likely to come in from, I have no idea who you are, to I'm spending $5,000 with you right this minute. So you're bringing them into steps, and you're also talking about getting the power of leverage. So doing a webinar, you with somebody who has a list, you get to borrow that person's credibility and the trust that they have built with their customers and with their subscribers. So you automatically are already a few steps above the average person on the street, so to speak, because you come in with that recommendation.
Yeah.
And then you know that after whatever the first offer is, that you're going to build the relationship and then bring them into something bigger. And it obviously takes a lot more sales of something that's $10 than it does of something that's $5,000 or $10,000. To get you to a goal.
Well, you know, at the same time that this was happening with one of my students, one of my dear, dear friends, who's been an internet marketer since the mid-90s, a little before I got started. He's been there, he's done that, he's had success. But the last few years, he's been working more on philanthropic projects than on profit-producing projects. So he had gotten himself into a position where he really needed to make money, and he needed to make it 2 months ago, not even today. The last 18 months, he's been working on an incredible product, self-improvement-oriented product, a product that talks a lot about abundance and prosperity and wealth and all that stuff. And while he had experienced all of that back in the 90s, he hasn't really had that for a few years at this point. he wanted to make big bucks quickly, so he put a price tag of $5,000 on it and discounted it to $3,000. So he's going out to JV partners to get them to promote this series of free videos that he's created. The series of free videos are going to sell people into this $5,000 home study course that they can get at $3,000 instead. They're people who have never bought from him, probably never even heard of him. They just know the people that are promoting these free videos. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 18 months of his life, he was expecting that the minute he started doing this, sales would come flooding in. He was envisioning $500,000 or more in sales in the first week. Yeah, I guess how many it sold?
One.
Just one. But that one sale came in on a 6-month payment plan, so it's not a whole lot of dollars.
Yeah.
He wanted too much too quickly. He tried to push the relationship from being out on a blind date to eloping in the same day.
Right.
It doesn't work so well. And no amount of wanting it is actually going to make it any easier to get the sales.
Right.
So even those who have really experienced success in their life can really benefit in a big way from stepping back, evaluating, getting clarity, and adjusting the plan so that they can go forward and get better results. And, you know, if we just use that story as an example, what kind of clarity do you need to be able to get better results with it? Well, again, start with the outcome that you're looking for. Let's make it an easy, achievable outcome rather than something that sets you up for failure right from the start. If you haven't made any sales in the recent past and you don't have a list of customers, don't go from making absolutely nothing to making $500,000 a month in 30 days. Start with something more achievable. 500 grand a month is probably doable a year from now. But in the short term, a couple of things need to happen. First off, it cannot possibly sell a $5,000 product that's going to work for every single person from a single sales page. The only way to really sell a $5,000 product to a lot of people is to have separate sales letters for each audience you're going to target. And that means you got to get real clear on who you're going to go after first, who you're going to go after second, who you're going to go after third, because you can't do it all at one time or you're going to be here for another year or two trying to perfect things enough to make one sale. Find that one low-hanging fruit. What is the biggest market that actually has money for what you want to sell that is reachable with the least amount of effort? Create anything that you need to reach that first audience. Then go out and start getting people to help promote it for you. But don't try and take people from not knowing who you are to spending thousands of dollars with you in one day. Find a way to break that $5,000 product apart. Have a couple of things at $100 maybe another thing at $200 to $400, and then from those sales, move them into the $5,000 product. If you can just break it down like that so that people can really experience the quality of the stuff that you've got, really recognize that you have the solutions to the problems that they have, and let the relationship bring you the bigger sales, you really do end up making not a little bit more money in the end, but a whole lot more money in the end. Even though on its face it looks like you're going to make a fraction of what you could have made because you're selling something at $100 instead of $5,000. Does that make sense, Rhonda?
Yeah, it does. So what you're saying, just to help, you know, kind of hone it and clarify it for anyone that's still confused, is that it doesn't matter how good your stuff is, that people, especially now more than ever, are not going to go from, I don't know who you are, or I got some email from some list I'm on, and I'm on like 5 of those, or 20 of those, or 100 of those, to I'm going to invest in myself to the tune of 5 or 10K with you. And so what you're talking about is make them a little bit more of a relationship builder and step them in, starting with something that is small, and then a little bigger yes, and then you can introduce them to the big kahuna package that you might have once people have come to know you.
Absolutely. And so each product can actually sell another product if you do it that way.
Right. You're always thinking ahead. So inside of even an ebook that you have, you can make an offer for whatever is the next natural, logical step that that person could take with you.
Yep.
And inside of that next logical, natural step, you can guide them towards feeling that now, yes, we've solved this problem, but here's a bigger issue that you have that you maybe didn't know, and guide them along the way.
Precisely. And, you know, even it doesn't really matter what product you're planning on selling. And another student last week on the Hug Seat and the Gold Call, her entire business is selling comforter sheets, linens, bedding. And she's been really struggling to get people to buy her comforters or linens or pillows, etc. Well, the same exact strategy works no matter what kind of product you're selling on the back end, a physical, a digital, doesn't really matter, even a service. Again, bringing people in to buy $1,000 worth of linens for their bedroom when they don't know who you are, they don't know the kind of quality you've got, they have absolutely no idea why they want what you've got, if they could go down the street to the dollar store and get it for half that price. Find a small something to get started with so that it can build the relationship. It can show them the kind of quality that they can experience with you. It can show them why they really want to do business with you instead of the dollar store next down the street. I mean, it really works no matter what it is you're selling, even a service. My husband is just getting started in selling, deal sites like Groupon to local businesses.
Yep.
Same exact thing there as with comforters, as with a coaching program, whatever. You've got to have something that gets someone to spend a small amount of money with you first so that they really want to do business with you over and over and over again.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. So it's just easing them into it, showing them what they can expect so that they want to come back to you. And if they feel that you've solved their problem the first time and they see what they are going to get and the experience they're going to have, they would want to come back to you for their next issue that they
have. Exactly. And, you know, the other thing that I've heard people say is, well, that's fine for you. You can create info products of your own. I'm not good at that. I can't write. I can't do this. I can't do that. And they assume that that means that they can't use this for themselves either. Well, absolutely, positively, so not true.
Right.
If they're not good at writing and they don't really know how to talk about it, what could they do to get that low-end, entry-level, lead-generating product, Linda?
Oh, my gosh. Easy, easy breezy types of things. Everybody, pretty much everybody can talk. I mean, I know there's a few exceptions. Most people can talk, so there's no reason that you can't provide a teaching or get with somebody who has the kind of questions that you're answering and, you know, strategically create a conversation that you'll have and record that and add with that audio a couple of quick tools that you can make in 5 or 10 minutes. It might be a checklist or a list of the steps that you told people to take in the audio or whatever. Have a transcript of that made, provide a little checklist or the steps or whatever, and you have a package, and you can even get a nice bonus from somebody that serves the same audience. and include that. It's not very difficult to do at all.
The linens person, that one might be a little bit tricky for her too. She has a really heavy accent. So even recording an audio or a video might not feel as comfortable as it would for me or for you.
Right.
But even in that scenario, you still have so many different solutions that you can use. How about going to Google and Googling private label rights ebook and then linens, private label rights audio around linens or video around linens or bedding or feng shui for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even have to be something that you create from scratch.
That's
private
right.
label rights products give you so many different ways to get this stuff done. It can give you an ebook of your own, a membership site of your own, videos, audios, you name it.
Yeah, it sure can. In fact, I'm doing that very thing. I'm creating a book on easy product creation. And I added stories and examples and different things, but I started as a basis with something that was already created as a private label rights ebook. You won't recognize it at all by the time I've finished with it because I've switched things up and added stories and examples and have led them along the path I want to take people. But it sure does make it easier. You don't have to start from absolute zero. And the fear of the blank page is scary for so many people. Looking at that blinking cursor going, oh, I don't know what to say. And this way you have something as a starting point.
And if you can't find any private label rights products that are dealing with the topics that you want to talk about, then go look on Google, do a book search, and look for books in the public domain. A rough rule of thumb is anything that was published 1963 or 64 or before should be in the public domain. If we just look at Napoleon Hill, how many coaches today talk about Napoleon Hill? Almost every coach I've ever heard of, no matter what field they're in, they talk about Napoleon Hill often. Napoleon Hill stuff is all in the public domain. You and I both have a mutual friend, Ted Siuba, who has built an eight-figure-a-year business.
Empire.
Based on a total empire. Based on Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. He calls it the new Think and Grow Rich. He added an introduction to each chapter. He added like a summary of steps to do from each chapter. He updated the language so it was a little bit more contemporary instead of a little bit more olden, added some pictures in it, used it to create a New York Times and Amazon bestseller, used that to then bring people into a coaching program. He was able to get someone who built the new Think and Grow Rich software. Some other people helped him to create the new Think and Grow Rich board game. He has an entire line of products that are all based around Napoleon Hill's new Think and Grow Rich that he updated. Wasn't
it
hard?
Really
it probably didn't even cost him $1,000 to get all of the products created, and he had to do none of the work himself.
Right. That's the thing people forget is you don't have to do everything yourself. Yeah, you can start with a private label rights or a public domain book or program or whatever. You know, if you can record an audio, if you can't record it yourself, you can script it and have someone else record it or pay somebody a few bucks or whatever. There are just so many ways to get things done affordably. A friend of mine just used Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, and she had a little logo avatar type of thing designed for her business. And it cost her $10. She got a couple of extra things added to it. So big whoop, and then she didn't have to do it.
One of my friends, wait till you hear this one. They created a 90-minute PowerPoint presentation. They wrote a script in Word. They sent it to someone they hired on Fiverr for $5, who then went in, read the script, recorded it as a video for a 90-minute presentation for $5.
That's just wacko nuts. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. I love it.
Unbelievable.
Wow, a lot of work for $5. That's amazing.
And the webinar sells a product that's $297. I cannot wait to see how well it does because it looks like it's going to do super well. For
wow.
$5.
Yeah, $5. Did they use that awesome webinar system that you have been talking about or something different?
They did not. They are now currently trying to figure out what to do to get the webinar up on their site. They just hired somebody else for $5 who's going to put it up on a WordPress blog with an opt-in page, the replay, and the sales page for $5.
Nice. And then they don't have to do that work either. So you don't have to do everything yourself. You don't have to expect that it's going to cost you a fortune. You don't have to do stuff that's out of your strength.
Yep. I mean, $5. If you can't afford $5, go get a job.
Yeah, really. Honestly, if you can't afford $5, you really don't need to be starting something of your own right now.
And if you can't afford $5, go find something that you can do for people. I mean, one of the most creative I've ever seen was there's a pregnant woman. She's 7 months pregnant. She will write your advertising message on her belly. Take a picture of her belly and send it to you for advertising for your products for $5.
That's
this
very
woman
creative.
Offered 1,000 of them at $5 on Fiverr. Brought in $5,000 because she wanted to redecorate her baby's nursery. It sold out in 6 days.
I can imagine. And see, that's so creative. That doesn't take a whole lot of technical skill. It just takes a little creativity. And that's, I love that. That is just awesome. 6 days it sold out. Woo!
$5,000 in 6 days.
Well,
so my point is, if you don't have $5 to invest in your business to really get things that you need to make money with, then go do something like that. Take a picture of your pregnant belly and make $5,000. You'll have $5 to spend to invest in your business when you do.
Yeah. There's a guy who has a business called I Want to Draw a Cat for You. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Oh, you're kidding me. I have not.
I'm not at all kidding. See, I love the show Shark Tank. I just love that show.
I do, too.
He was on Shark Tank. Now, he started off by, he makes, and I'm going to say, like, stick figure drawings. Like, I could draw as well as he does, and I don't draw very well. So it's not like we're talking about Rembrandt-quality paintings. But he will do a little cartoony type of sketch with a cat. About 90% of the time, he forgets to add a tail unless you tell him. And he'll say, well, I don't do bicycles real well, and I don't do certain things very well. But you can go in and for, I think it's $9.95, say, I want a cat with a cowboy hat saying howdy or whatever. And he'll draw that and send it to you and put it on your website and give you a physical copy that's sent through the mail. And I don't know if he does a digital one or not. And he is hand over fist making money. After Shark Tank, he got one of those people to invest, I don't know, remember how much money it was, but in his business, and now he's actually had to hire other people. So now they're actually coloring in the pictures. He'll draw them, and then other people will color them in places and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just crazy. He just has these wacky ideas, and he started selling these cat drawings like crazy, and then it just keeps growing and growing from there.
Holy cow.
That's amazing.
Holy
it's amazing.
Cow. Again, get clear on what you want. Even if the goal is just, what do you want by the end of this year? And just think creatively, whatever it is you want, what do you need to have in order to get it? You know, every idea that we've shared on the show so far today is extremely doable. No matter what it is that you really want in the end.
Yep, it certainly is. It certainly is. And you can overcome whatever, whether it might be an accent or anything, you really can find a way to get around it. It's just a matter of using a little bit of creativity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. I want to get the cat guy on our show, but he is so slamming busy. I am holding the space that he will be on with us in the fall. And we'll see how
that would be awesome.
I'm working at getting them. I'm still working on Morgan Spurlock. I haven't heard back from those guys either, so.
Well, you better hit up our good friend Pete Canalicchio. He does have some connections to Morgan Spurlock.
Okay.
A friend of a friend kind of thing, but, you know,
six degrees of separation. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that, and I'll just start blogging about him and seeing what his latest projects are, and that tends to get people's attention as well. So
there you go.
That I will do. But this is so important on the clarity, and it's not the how do I blank, but really just getting in touch with your why, your purpose, and then backwards planning from how are you going to get from here to there. Plan it from the end backwards, not from I don't know what I'm doing right now forwards, because you'll never figure it out then.
Absolutely. I got a book in the mail yesterday. Dr. Benny Morris, he calls himself Dr. Encourage. It's just drencourage.com.
Yep.
He has an unbelievable story. I mean, blew me away as he told me his story. I was like, oh, my gosh. Well,
he'll be on our show in a few weeks.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be a great show.
And I know.
You'll hear when he's on the show. A few years ago, Dr. Benny actually did 40 months in a federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was there, he came up with something that he calls the Vallejo Method. The Vallejo Method is discussed in his book, in his coaching program, on his website. And the whole point of the Vallejo Method is to help you get unstuck. Well, this
yep.
book has like 60 chapters in it. I mean, it is a thick
one.
Book, Rhonda. It is really big.
300 pages, I think.
Anything you can think of that could be something that's keeping you stuck, from
mm-hmm.
weight loss to making money to getting into a new career to changing what you look like, changing relationships, you name it, there
mm-hmm.
is some part of that book that lists out step by step exactly what you need to do to accomplish that goal in a very
mm-hmm.
detailed way. I mean, I was really impressed as I went through that book.
Yep.
With the advent of the internet, the world doesn't work the same way it did when Rhonda and I were growing up in the 60s and the 70s. There are solutions to anything you can imagine. They're out
mm-hmm.
there on the internet. You just have to look for them. And if you
mm-hmm.
can get clear on that end goal, the outcome, and then go research what needs to happen in order to cause that result, there's plenty of stuff out there, much of it free. You just have to go find it.
Right. And when people are building the way we teach them, there will always be something affordable at the low end, probably free something, at least blog articles and stuff, and something at a low end to get a feel for the person, and you can pick the ones that have the right kind of solutions for you. Well, I can't wait to see Dr. Benny on our show. And I'm going to offer
that's
going to
be a great show.
Yeah, he has nothing on Kindle, so I'm going to see if I can help him fix that.
Well, and I know he desperately needs help with his website.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got so much great stuff on there, but it is not being found anywhere, not on Facebook, not on Google, not on Bing, not on anything. So we can absolutely talk about both things on the show when he's here.
Yeah, I told him that we would definitely help him with his site, and I'm going to see if he'll let me help him get at least a couple of small reports or shorter things on Kindle to help people find him better, because he has such a powerful message, and it's just not that easy to find his stuff anywhere.
It really isn't. And, you know, the book that he's got out there already is a perfect tool that he could break into a series of books on Kindle.
Yep.
I mean, it's huge.
That would be.
Take one or two chapters out and turn it into something you can put on Kindle.
Yeah, that would be much better. When I get my copy of the book, he's sending me one. I'm going to see how that can best be, you know, chopped effectively to do the right kinds of things, because that's going to be easier. There are a few people who want to read a big, humongous tome anymore, so that's going to help.
Yeah, and I mean, it's already written in a way that makes it perfect. You can easily take out the first and last chapter and then one of the internal chapters. So if you took one for weight loss, put the intro, the summary chapter, and the chapter on weight loss, another one on stopping smoking, another one on improving your health, another one on overcoming baldness. I mean, the chapters are in there already.
Right. It's great. Yeah, I know. It's going to be so nice to break that up in a way that makes sense and really tap into different markets that could so much benefit from what he has. And then once he gets a proper opt-in and things in a way that people can find them, it's just going to help him so much.
He could do one every other week and have enough content to do it for 2 years with just what he's got right now.
What he's already done. Yeah, without having to create anything new, just repurposing and repackaging what he already has.
And that doesn't even touch any of the great videos that he also has. Holy cow. He's been on almost 36 TV shows. He's been on over 100 radio shows. Well, every single one of those recordings is potentially another product that he could be using to generate leads. That's what the internet is really great for. If you can just use the internet to reach more people and get them to take a small action with you, you really can then sell them anything else you want, whether that's done through snail mail, email, your website, or even a phone call. It just makes it so much easier to find people to build relationships with. To me, that really is the power of the internet.
Yeah, it is. It just makes things more accessible to where people can find you and really get to meet you in a way that was not possible before the internet.
Right. And all the heavy lifting is really done for you by all the sites that you can actually go out there and use. Whether you do something on Facebook, whether you put something up on Amazon, whether that's print or digital on Kindle, they do all the hard work of getting the people in the first place and putting your message in front of them. You just need to make sure that you know who you want your message to get in front of, or it's not actually going to turn into sales. If you can really get clear on who you're targeting, who that one ideal customer really is, and then go out and find the sites that already reach that person, it's really not hard to get the kind of results that you want in your life and your business.
Yes.
So we only have about 90 seconds left, Rhonda. What final thoughts do we have for folks today?
Well, that to me, when you start with clarity, when you take the time, don't skip that step. Don't go, yeah, I'll do that later. I'll figure it out later. I'll figure it out as I go along. But really give yourself the space to imagine that you're just soaring way above everything and getting that perspective and that clarity. It's going to make everything flow so much better for you.
That's really true. Well, we will be back next week with another episode of Relationship Marketing here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, if you get nothing else out of today's call than to just get clear on your outcome, Rhonda and I will have helped you really improve in a big way the results that you're getting in your life. It just is such a powerful thing to really just figure out what you want in detail, put a snapshot of it in your mind, and let your mind subconsciously go to work on getting it and helping you do things that cause that result to happen.
Yes, absolutely, well, and that's so true. Stick with Directions U, and next week we're talking about getting clarity on who is your audience and how are you going to find them in more detail.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be another great show. Thanks so much, Rhonda. We'll see you all next week.
Thank you. See everybody.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.